At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Off, and I caught up here with Ed Rosenthal with Next Generation Technology, Inc. And I'll let Ed, in your own words, describe what it is you're showing here and what your company does.
Our company, which is a Seattle, Washington-based company, specializes in speech input technologies and consults in that field. We have for about 20 years. We're here showing a number of different technologies, including the JSA Pro product from TNT Consultancy in the United Kingdom. That provides a hands-free, vision-free computing solution by coordinating JAWS for Windows, Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional, and JSA Pro. The current JSA Pro version is 8.1, and that supports JAWS for Windows, the 11 series, and the latest Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional, which is 11 as well. We're also showing our MagnaTalk product, and that integrates Dragon Naturally Speaking Professional and Zoom Text, which is a screen magnifier display management software. And we're also just talking about the services that we provide as a consultancy that works with speech input technologies.
Now, I just bought a copy of Dragon Naturally Speaking, but I don't use JAWS or JSA, any of these products. What can I do, or how am I limited?
Under those circumstances, I'd recommend that you didn't run the training utility whatsoever.
Oh, really? Okay.
You should find that Dragon is accurate out of box in a general English way, and you can certainly manage a lot of the utilities that you have with your system access technology. One of the things that you should find is that there are some elements to the Dragon Naturally Speaking product that you may or may not know about that make it smarter. So as a new user, I'd certainly want to focus you on the correction utility, which I call the bad dog utility. It says to Dragon that it's made a mistake and gives you, the user, a chance to tell it what the correct information was. And then there's a feature called the vocabulary editor, which is really Dragon's dictionary. And what that would allow you to do, Michael, is the first time you say Michael Lauf, the likelihood you'll get your surname correct is quite low. But by putting that name in the dictionary, you can make the accuracy move to probably about 100%.
And what are some tips, things we should keep in mind, in terms of a type of microphone we should use, and also just our speaking patterns? We as humans tend to run our words together. I've played with speech recognition and found sometimes it doesn't get it, and I raise my voice and yell at it, and then it does. So what are some things to keep in mind?
Well, good. First, don't get mad at your software. It's just software. It doesn't care.
Quality microphone. Let's start with that.
You know, there are several different types of microphones that our users find convenient, wired, wireless, and handheld. I think the critical piece is to make sure that the microphone you select has the appropriate level of noise cancellation to support where you work. So, for instance, at CSUN, where the conference hall is quite noisy, I'm using a microphone called a VXI Talk Pro Express, running it through an Andrea USB converter. Its ambient noise canceling technology is first rate, and it allows me to dictate in an environment like this. I think whatever microphone you select, my preference would be that you use a digital input mic instead of an analog input mic. We tend to find that optimizes speech recognition.
What are just some things we need to keep in mind about just the way that we speak and being careful not to run our words together and things of that, the common mistakes that we make when getting into voice recognition?
Sure. Well, if we use the analogy of typing, if you type beyond your ability to type well, then your error rate is going to go up. And as a speech recognition user, early on, you want to learn how to manage your diction with clarity. And once you've developed the style of speaking with clarity, then you can start speeding up again, and you should find that the speech engine isn't having a problem with that. Full stop, by the way, is supported by the Dragon engine, so if you say full stop, it will know you want a period.
Dragon recently purchased the Mac Speak, I guess, so you have that on the Macintosh. Are you supporting or know anything about that?
We distribute and support the Dragon Dictate for Mac application. As you've indicated, they purchased Mac Speech, which is a California-based company. Mac Speech had actually started using some type of Dragon engine. And my feeling is it's a nice product, certainly appropriate for Apple users. It will probably take nuance, a revision or two, to make it on a par with the Dragon PC application. But certainly it's a nice application. We've got lots of users nationally that now use Dragon Dictate for Mac.
That's what I've heard, that the Windows version is superior, at least for now. And that could change at any time, but as of now, the Windows version is giving a little better results.
Yes, that's right. Not only from an accuracy standpoint, David Pogue, in his New York Times review of the Mac Speech product, indicated that some of the command and control isn't quite as robust as the Windows application. So again, it may take them a revision or two at Nuance to get it to be PC-esque, if you will.
Okay, so what is the cost for your products? Well, I guess we'll start with the Dragon Naturally Speaking 11 itself.
Right. Well, generally, we're doing Naturally Speaking Professional. That is the version that would support JSA or Scriptability. The list price on that is $599. That price has dropped $200 or $300 from its previous version. So they did a nice price drop on it. JSA Pro in America has a list price of $827. And then the Dragon Dictate for Mac, I'd want to verify this, but I believe the price point was $199.
Do you sell any kind of microphones or peripherals? You talked about digital mics or other things that people just aren't sure which kind of microphone to bring in the package, or does it even include a mic in some of those products?
Yeah, so all of the speech recognition products will include a microphone. We do recommend that people consider upgrading, however, to get the optimal accuracy and have the least frustration with the product. We certainly sell a full range of microphones to support speech recognition, and as a consulting firm, our job is to provide a complete customer solution. So pretty much anything that somebody needs to make this technology work for them, we should be able to provide, as well as advice on how to use the product and ongoing technical support, which can often be critical.
Okay, what is your website?
www.ngtvoice.com, and it's NGT, like Next Generation Technologies, voice, VOICE.com.
Okay, check it out, ngtvoice.com. Speaking with Next Generation Technologies, this is Michael Off for the SarahTalk.com blog and podcast.